Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Good morning and welcome to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan. I'm the Director of Marketing at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. And my co-host and partner in good, also from First Mississippi, is Miss Crystal Clark. No
E. Good morning.
Right?
Yes.
How you doing?
I put an E on the end of my name.
I do.
So
I keep adding an E for encouragement.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. I'm a bad speller. Your Power, Your Money is a conversation about how you can take control of your money life.
Yes.
You can find us right here each Friday at 9:06 a.m. on Supertalk 103.3, or you can check out our podcast content on supertalk.fm. Look for Your Power, Your Money, and you can listen to the two coolest people in town.
Yes.
Or at least for today.
In credit union land,
at least. Well, Crystal, our topic this week, I'm calling it Holiday Fraud 2.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it's Grinchy.
Yes.
But we thought it deserved another show.
It does.
Because there's a lot of stuff going on.
A lot
in
during
these
this
streets.
Holiday season. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, okay. According to AARP, an organization I'm way too young to be a part of, that's not true. They did a survey of a couple thousand consumers age 18 and older, and in that report, you know, holiday fraud and scammers continue to steal that holiday cheer, right?
They try to,
and
yes.
They found that in the past year, 82% of U.S. consumers have experienced or been targeted by at least one form of fraud during this season. So this number includes requests from often fake charities, online shopping scams, fraudulent communications about delivery problems.
You know,
we're
going
to dig into that a little bit.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. You know, but the other interesting thing is about the same percentage of older adults report having the same experience. So, I mean, I think the numbers are like 80% and 78%.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a problem. It's this time of year when people, you know, pull on our heartstrings and tap into our better angels. And just scam the heck out of us.
And, you know, these scams have become part of our everyday lives, unfortunately. We see these things happening every day. Of course, it increases during the holiday seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You can start seeing things like phishing emails and texts from people pretending to be government officials or online realtors needing your personal information, and even robocalls warning you about money you owed. And all of this can be exhausting. Again, it's trying to steal your holiday cheer.
It really is. And, you know, you're susceptible anyway.
Yes.
Right? And this time of year, you're in a giving mood, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to help people. So when you get that pull at your heartstrings kind of thing. But we're really talking text messages and emails that say, hey, you've got a delivery. Just click here. And the bottom line is just don't do it.
Right.
Now, we don't want to discourage giving in the holiday season. You just have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Give to charities you know. Deliver the funds back to the community. Salvation Army, they do amazing work. And, you know, they're also framed around the season. I mean, you see the bell ringers out there.
Yes.
I mean, but we know Salvation Army is going to deliver on the things that they do. But, I mean, there's a lot of unscrupulous people out there.
Yes. So the holiday season, of course, it means fun with friends and families, goodwill and giving. Sadly, it's also a prime time for cyber crooks to cook up schemes for these holiday scammers to continue to steal our holiday cheer. So that's what we're here for today, is to try to give you some information to help you, you know, fight against scams and fraud this holiday season.
It's all about just being aware.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, I hate to say this, but I just don't trust anything anymore.
And nothing's wrong with it. I don't see anything.
I mean, you've got to come from that position.
Yes.
So we felt like we did this show last week, but we also felt like it was worth talking about kinds of scams and being a little more specific, sharing some of the things, right,
mm-hmm.
that we've both experienced. So, Crystal, let's talk about some of the scams to watch out for.
All right. So, some of the scams that you can look out for this holiday season, car declining scams. So, this is a new scam where criminals have cooked up, according to the Better Business Bureau.
The BBB.
You pay for your purchase online, and then you will get a message telling you that your card has been declined. And so, when you get that message, it'll try to send you to another link so you can process the payment again.
Right.
That's a scam.
So the transaction likely did go through.
Yes, but you.
But they're trying to double dip, right?
Saying that it's declined.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So that means you're going back and doing a double payment.
Okay. So be vigilant there. Know what's going on. If you have questions,
check your account to see if that payment went through.
I knew that was where it was coming. Now we have the BBB, which are the BOB, the Beyonce of budgets.
That's right.
That's right. Okay.
Another scam that you can look out for is a charity scam. They're called SHAM. This is where people, they try to exploit people's goodwill during the season via fake website and pushy telemarketers. So that's when you get those phone calls like, hey, you need to pay this, or this is due at this time, or you're not going to receive this package if you don't pay this amount.
That's right.
So just be on the lookout for that. If it's too good to be true, then it is.
It
if it makes you feel
is.
Uncomfortable. Yep. It's probably a scam.
And then, like the online shopping scams, you know, bogus websites, social media campaigns. I mean, you just have to be careful.
And what I've seen at the credit union with that is that people find high price items for cheaper.
Yeah.
And when they look on these websites, and most of the time, if you see something that's at a really good price, it's a steal.
Yep.
You might want to double check it.
There's some steal
in there.
They're
trying to steal something out your account.
Yeah.
But yeah, just double check that. If you think the price is too good to be true, or if it's so low, you're like, I can get 10 of them. Just double check that before you purchase.
Well, and again, the urgency piece. Mm-hmm. They're tapping into, a lot of times these scammers will see a disaster nationally or internationally, and they'll tap into that. And it's like, hey, you need to do something now. So when you're getting pushed by someone online, you know that something's not right. Well, I tell you what, that's a good place for us to stop. We're going to take a quick break right here. When we come back, we'll talk more about scams and the holiday season. You're listening to Your Power, Your Money on Supertalk 103.3. Stay with us.
Super Talk and Kia Meridian encourage you to have fun, rocking around the Christmas tree and decking the halls. But the most important thing is to be safe, y'all. Drive to survive. Don't drink and drive. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Super Talk and Kia Meridian.
First Mississippi Federal Credit Union presents Your Power, Your Money with me, Jerome Trahan, Marketing Director for First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, every Friday at 9 a.m. on Supertalk 103.3, or download the Supertalk Mississippi app to live stream from anywhere. Check out First Mississippi Federal's website at 1stms.com for more helpful tips on your financial success. Again, join us every Friday at 9 a.m. for Your Power, Your Money. And yes, credit unions can do that. All right, welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan. I'm with my secret weapon, Ms. Crystal Clark.
Always a pleasure to be here.
No E. Hey, you're listening to Your Power, Your Money. All right, let's jump back in. We're talking about holiday fraud, scams, and some of the things you need to work, diligently to avoid this season. Gift card scams.
Yes.
All right. Gift card draining is apparently very popular. This is when a criminal steals a gift card in bulk off the racks and then collects the information off the cards and returns it back to the store for unsuspecting buyers. Now, once you load money on there, the criminal will drain that money off, even sometimes before you leave the store. So it's safest to buy cards that are kept behind the counter.
And you know what? I pay attention to that now. Like when I go into Walgreens or Walmart, they have their gift cards just in the center of center of the aisle. I prefer to have the cards behind the cashier.
That's right. Now, we have a solution for that at First Mississippi.
Yes, we do.
You can get a gift card
We offer gift cards, and we offer reloadable cards as well. So you can come by either our Meridian Equipment location and purchase a gift card or a reloadable card.
All right. Well, that's a really good option. Mm-hmm. Now, frankly, it's easy when you walk into a big box retailer or, a drugstore and you see the cards right there. But it's not a good feeling.
Not the safest.
No. And I know a couple times a year I'll get a gift card. Most of them are fine. Mm-hmm. But occasionally.
You got that one. You're like, do you have a receipt for this?
Yeah.
It's not working.
It's not working. So the solution, once again, all roads lead to First Mississippi and maybe Meridian Mutual, our good buddies down there.
Yeah.
So let's talk about now delivery scams.
Delivery scams. So as the holiday packages crisscross the country, scammers send out phishing emails and texts disguised as UPS, FedEx, and U.S. Postal Service notifications. So you get these incoming or missed deliveries. A link is sent to your phone, which is phony. It's asking you to sign in and asking for your personal information. We don't want to do that.
Nope.
We don't want to do that. That's
I've seen a lot of these.
Mm-hmm. Me too. And they're picking up more.
It's like,
and more.
Oh, there's a really important package or registered mail or something. All you have to do is click this link. Just don't do it.
And I think that confuses people too when they're doing a lot of online shopping because they're looking for that link to say, hey, your package is on the way. And then when they see, oh, it's an issue with your delivery, click here, they're instantaneously going to, hit that link.
Well, and again, you're primed and ready for it. Mm-hmm. And this is where they kind of know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Now, I had a situation just a week ago. I need to go see Caitlin and get this fixed where I ordered something on Amazon. I saw it shipping and all this, and then it never showed up.
Yeah.
And so I went back and thought, well, maybe I didn't finalize. I doubted myself. Mm-hmm. Bought it again. Didn't show up again. So I had to change my password and go from there. Mm-hmm. Now, Porch Pirates. That's something big.
I was just complaining to you about when I got home yesterday how my packages was on my porch, but they weren't disguised. Like, I wanted them to be in a brown box.
That's right.
But if you drive past my house, you know exactly what was on my porch and waiting. So they kind of scared me. So I see how the porch pirates, just looking, sitting there looking, waiting for a delivery to come just to snatch it off your porch.
Well, and I was telling Sharon with you while we were in pre-production on this that the worst case for me was really maybe 4 or 5 months ago. I'm at home for lunch. I'm going to just tell everybody in Radio Land this is what I do. I go home for lunch. Mm-hmm. And it was time to head back to work, right? So I walk up, I start my car, and all of a sudden the UPS guy pulls in behind me. Real UPS guy. Mm-hmm. He walks out. He hands me this package, and I sign for it. I, for the life of me, do not know why I didn't just put it in the car. But my car was running. Mm-hmm. So I just went and put it on my front porch and then went to work. A day or two later, my wife says, hey, have you seen
this
a package? I'm waiting on XYZ. And I'm like, yeah, I signed for
it.
So, I mean, she must have been there maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes after me.
Mm-hmm.
So in that amount of time, somebody who obviously was watching, I signed for it. That's the worst.
Yeah.
And because there's really no recourse.
Mm-hmm.
Travel scams are hot this time, too. They send emails and texts offering travel promotions, free flights. They're trying to get you to share your credit card information or click the links, which a lot of times when you click into a link or respond, you're going to get malware.
Yes.
And that malware can be anything from, something that's going to blow your phone up to a way to eat into your
personal,
your personal information and steal that. Really, how to protect yourself from this particular scam. Anytime and anywhere there's money involved, there will be a criminal.
Right.
Right. So you got to be wary of anyone who's asking for money or personal information.
Mm-hmm.
And the personal information is the gigantic red flag.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, First Mississippi, the IRS, the state of Mississippi is not going to call you and ask you for your information.
Right.
So before handing it over, take a breath. Talk to a friend. Talk to a trusted advisor. You can call us at First Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to tell you, those frontline folks are going to say, that doesn't seem right.
It kind of makes us uncomfortable. One thing I have learned from years ago when I used to work at a bank, we used to have this saying, trust but verify.
Yeah, trust but verify.
So I trust you, but I'm going to go back and verify that that's correct.
Because there is no free lunch.
Mm-hmm.
One of my old bosses taught me that. Ronnie, I hear you, dog.
So we have other ways to make sure your money stays in your wallet. So
I would love to hear this coming from you.
These are our tips.
Uh-huh.
So you can go to websites that you verified and trusted. I just said trust, but verify.
Well, there you go.
Rather than clicking on a link from your email or text to a hot deal, go to your web browser and type in the address of the company that's offering this great deal. So instead of just clicking the link, you want to actually go to the website yourself.
Okay.
Pay by credit card. We suggest this because it's a good way that if you are being scammed or if someone is trying to get your information, it's not linked to your checking account or your bank account, and you can dispute charges with your credit card, and it doesn't affect your now money, your everyday money.
Right. Well, and that's something I really hadn't thought about. you get so wary of everything, but that's kind of a surefire way, right? Mm-hmm. And you pay by credit card, you've got some, you know, mechanism to dispute it, and you've got people in your corner.
Right, you do.
Because when you're out there, Wild Wild West, you're on your own.
Mm-hmm. And if it does get hacked, you know, again, it's not tied to your everyday money. This is your credit card. So you have somebody on that side fighting for you.
And then we talked about this already, but gift cards behind the counter.
Or come to First Mississippi.
So with the Beyonce of budgets is dissuading everybody. Now, just, you know, really to make it sure and safe.
Yeah.
That's something we know we can do.
Mm-hmm.
But now, since I wrote this, everywhere I go, I'm like, oh, nope, nope. Mm-hmm. Those are right out in the middle for everybody to steal. So we talked about charity scams, or what was that, Shammers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's with a C-H, right? I can spell. This is the time of year to really be careful. Again, they're going to, you know, pull on your heartstrings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, I won't even watch a commercial that starts with a Willie Nelson song and a puppy.
You know this.
Yeah, I'm gone.
It's just so sad.
It is so sad. I can't do it. But there are some, you know, websites like Charity Watch, Charity Navigator, and GuideStar, which can be a pretty good resource for you to go and check out those sites. But it's as simple as just taking a minute, putting in that URL, mm-hmm. and go to the site yourself and verify that it's there. Now, we also talked about pushy charities. You know, this time of year, many people are looking for ways to donate.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody calls you and says, hey, things are bad, you've got to donate today, or, you know, all these dogs are going to be set out in the road, and that Jerome guy has to find a new job, something.
Right.
So if they're being pushy, that's a giant red flag. And really, you can report these scams to the state attorney general. There's an FBI website. I believe it's Internet Crime Complaint Center,
mm-hmm.
or the ICCC, right? Just to, you know, it may not do you any good to report it, but what it does do is give the authorities some data, mm-hmm. and some trends to understand how to do these things a little bit better. I mean, it makes sense to me.
Yes. And basically, we just want to say, stop, take your time, think about what you're going to purchase, think about what you're doing before you actually do it. Just having that second to yourself to process it stops a lot of scams.
Yeah. Well, and again, I'm a hustle and bustle guy. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this. This time of year,
you wait till the last day.
When we were getting started, I'm thinking, all right, what am I going to get, Crystal? When am I going to do this? I mean, yeah. I love to get out there and just shop, you know, Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do you any good. It really, you get all excited.
I would be stressed out.
That's when you're, well, yeah. It does make sense. Well, all right, let's stop right there with another break. So we're going to pause one more time, and when we get back, we'll continue this conversation on Your Power, Your Money. Stay with us.
At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, you deserve a seat at the table. That means you own your own home with a mortgage, pay off creditors, or prepare for the future with a personal loan. Our business services, loans, and lines of credit can set you up for success. Step up to the table at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union.
Making sure everyone has a seat at the table is important. At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, you are family. They're here to help members and future members in Lauderdale and Clark County. Whether you need guidance with your money, help to get a car, or get the loan you need, come by or call. Your seat at the table is right here.
At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, a seat at the table also means a seat behind the wheel. Let us help you buy a car. Our loan officers specialize in getting loans approved for first-time borrowers, and they make sure everyone leaves with a plan to get approved. Take your seat at the table and get behind the wheel with First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. One credit union can make a difference.
Super Talk Meridian cares for our community. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. to Grind, Grace, and Growth as we interview movers and shakers that are making a positive impact in our community, and they need our help this holiday season. So join us as Super Talk Meridian cares for our community as we highlight all of the wonderful organizations that are doing a great job of making a difference and a positive impact in our community.
All right, welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Jerome Trahan. My right-hand woman, Ms. Crystal Clark. So I want to just kind of recap what we've talked about. And really, we're in holiday fraud, holiday scams. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's really a time of year to really be aware of what's going on.
That's
so let's review some of the things we already talked about.
All right. So first, we always suggest that you pay by credit card. That way you can dispute any charges and limit the damage if the transaction was fraudulent.
And then we're going to buy all of our gift cards either at First Mississippi. Now, you can go to our Quitman or Meridian location and purchase a prepaid card or
a gift card.
Or a reloadable card.
Or a reloadable card.
I need to get. Do you know people that can help me do that?
I do.
I need some.
Be aware of delivery scams. You know, you may get those notifications that your package may not be delivered. See this link. I would go back to the site, whether it's Amazon or a store, and just go back and try to track those packages just to make sure it isn't an issue.
So I was going to, you're a little bit of the expert on that sort of thing. So really just go back to the retailer.
Yes.
Whether you're buying from Walmart.com or Amazon.com.
And track that package before you hit that link.
Now, good luck reaching my people at Temu.
Yeah. Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that ain't going to happen. But I'm off the Temu now.
Okay.
I'm in Temu rehab.
He had it bad there for a minute, guys.
I had it real bad.
Yeah.
Now, my girl Tamiko at work, she's not helping.
No, she likes
She's like a pusher. She's like a Temu pusher. She comes in looking all good in all of her outfits, and I'm going, damn, I could look that good. But my wife took me off the Temu, so... So I'm going to buy my gift cards from now on from First Mississippi.
I love it.
Behind the counter. And now, all right, so delivery scams, I want to touch that a little bit because we're not just talking the porch pirate, the knowing where your packages are going to be delivered. Now, one thing that we do very well at First Mississippi, everybody on staff, when they order stuff, they deliver it, you know.
To the credit union.
To a credit union. But, but let's talk about that. That makes a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense.
If you're at work from, let's say 8:30-ish, to whenever, like two, you know, you're there.
Yeah.
So that's a good place.
You can get your package, but I don't think they want to see my basketball go come into.
Well, what would they do?
Coming in the door at First Mississippi.
Oh, I hope that wasn't a surprise.
Well, he's not listening.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's not listening.
You think he's not listening.
So when I got home, when I came home yesterday, I was ordering some package. I ordered some packages and they arrived, but. You know, they weren't in a hiding spot. They were right there in front of my garage.
For God and everybody.
For everybody to see. Like, they were like, oh, there go a basketball goal. There go a game.
And that's like when you wrap a basketball goal or a bicycle or a motorcycle or a dog.
It's a huge package.
Yeah, it's going to be... I mean, what do you do? Just put it out, stick a bow on it, and call it good now?
Yes.
You know, so again, one good technique, have those things delivered to your place of business.
I mean, you may want to check with your supervisor first.
Well, okay. We're not, we're not encouraging, you know, pallets of stuff from Temu.
Basketball goals and trampolines.
And such. But it's really a good idea to make sure that there's either somebody home.
Right.
You can also, you know, when I lived in Virginia, all the neighbors were there all the time. They knew everything that was going on. So it was very common for somebody to call and say, hey, I'm getting a package. Can you go make sure that once it says it's delivered and I pick it up and put it in my house? So it'd be cognizant of these things and just making don't give the criminals the opportunity.
Right.
So the other thing is when you're out shopping in the hustle and bustle, you don't want to leave your packages in your car.
No.
Especially where they're visible. And like I said, we want to make sure your deliveries are all picked up promptly and safely stowed away.
You know what? I remember something about them. It's been a while back about them saying it's not a good idea to have your Christmas tree in front of the window where people can see.
Yeah.
Because they see how many gifts you have under the tree.
Well, that does make sense. Wow.
I just thought about that.
So my joy is just, you're just taking
just
my joy out and just
away.
Throwing it on the street. But again, folks, I mean, this is what your power, your money is all about. It's a conversation about taking control of your money life. And part of that is making sure that somebody doesn't take your hard-earned money.
You want to protect it. So be aware. Just know what's going on. Check your accounts, your bank statements, and just know what's going on this season.
And again, if you're out there shopping, you know, put them in the trunk. The weather's cooled off now, so you're not going to lose anything, because in Mississippi in July,
it's hot.
Do not leave stuff in your car if you don't want it to melt. So we talked a little bit about emails, text messages, social media sales. Mm-hmm. Now, we sell on social media. We sell First Mississippi all the time. Mm-hmm. But there are people out there that are putting a lot of money behind these ads. Mm-hmm. And if you notice, talk about, like, okay, I guarantee you today we will see two ads about basketball goals.
Oh, yeah, because we've
been talking about it. And that's part of how that format works. You know, your phone listens to everything you say. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I was in a meeting a minute ago where we were talking about the chat option on your phone calls.
Oh.
So when somebody calls you, you just hit that and it records everything, mm-hmm. which seems like a bad idea for me. But if it seems too good to be true, mm-hmm. it probably is. And we don't want anything to take away your joy this holiday season. And, you know, again, if First Mississippi or any of our credit union partners can help you with that, we encourage you to come by and talk to us, do a financial checkup.
That's right.
Maybe a small loan to buy some holiday cheer, mm-hmm. but we don't want you to get that loan, buy that cheer, and then somebody takes it.
Yes.
So, Crystal, I think that is all we have time for today.
Okay.
This has been good. Anything else you wanted to bring up?
Oh, well, you know, we do have our Christmas loans going on at First Mississippi.
That's right.
You can get those until December the 31st. So just come by and see us and see what we can do to help your holidays be a little
cheerful.
So we can
still take those applications. Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, you know, this has been a good one. I think we've learned a few things. And let's go out there, folks, and shop and don't give it away.
That's right.
So this has been Your Power, Your Money. It's a conversation about taking control of your money life. And at First Mississippi, we take that very, very seriously. You can visit us at 1stms.com or come into our Meridian or our Quitman location. Mm-hmm. Again, you can listen to us or Your Power, Your Money each Friday morning at 9:06 right here on Super Talk 103.3. I almost forgot that. Mm-hmm. And or you can check out our podcast content on supertalk.fm. Search Your Power, Your Money, and listen to us anytime. At least we're entertaining.
We are.
I mean, we're good looking, too.
I think so.
I hope you know that, folks. All right. This has been Your Power, Your Money. Crystal Clark, and for everybody at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, thank you for listening. And we'll see you on the radio next week.
Talk and Kia Meridian encourage you to have fun, rocking around the Christmas tree and decking the halls. But the most important thing is to be safe, y'all. Drive to survive. Don't drink and drive. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Super Talk and Kia Meridian.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.